Hello, hello, everyone. On this episode of the People Stack, I want to give you a torch. I want to give you your light amid the doom and gloom that is present, especially right now, but really that is unfortunately ever present. So consider this episode my gift to you so that you can have a light to follow and so you can find your own light as well, so that you can build your career, your life, with power and intention. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello there, everyone. Jen Bunk, co-CEO of the People Stack. We're here to help tech leaders just like you, yes, just like you, to build your dreams, to have ridiculous amounts, ludicrous amounts of joy and prosperity, and to do that with integrity, to do that in a way that feels 100% in line, aligned with who you are and with the good that you want to add to this world. Virtuous and ludicrous joy and prosperity. That's what we want for you. And as I considered what to talk about on today's episode, I do want to address the doom and gloom, but I don't want to bathe there. I kind of just want to talk about it and then give you a light, give you a torch, give you a way so that you yourself can move beyond it without ignoring it. So there's doom and gloom out there. Doom and gloom, particularly now as I record this on November 7th of 2022, around massive layoffs that have been happening and around this impending recession. Those are just a couple of the examples that for those of you who are wise technical leaders, you know that are happening. They're there in the news. And then there's always doom and gloom though, right? Like this is just the current version of really what the cult of fear. And I do say that with love, but you know, there are people out there that are just so connected to fear that they may not even realize it. And I honor that. And at the same time, they're spreading fear, they're spreading doom, they're spreading gloom. And that's not what we're all about. It's certainly not what I'm all about. And I know it's very likely it's not what you're all about, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. You wouldn't be drawn to our content at the People Stack, particularly our podcasts, which are becoming some of our most cherished content, because it's me speaking from the heart about what we're about, who we're about, and who I'm about. And so on that note, as I considered what to share today and what to talk about, instead of adding to more of the doom and gloom and the fear and the scarcity, I'm not going to play that game. I want to give you a torch. I want to give you a light. I want to inspire you with something that I've written that I use as my manifesto of sorts, as my truths about who I am and what I'm here to do and what I firmly believe is my purpose and our purpose here on this earth. So I wrote this with the intention of not really ever sharing it with anyone. It was really mostly meant to be for me to remind myself of who I am and my power. And as I read through it again, and as I considered what to talk about today, I decided to share it because I firmly believe that many of you will benefit from it. And for some of you, you will benefit from it in profound ways. So I'm going to read this. And again, this is my statement of who I am and what I'm here to do and my beliefs. And I invite you to take what you want from it and leave the rest without judgment. We are all connected and we are all here to be on our own unique journey. So I know that there are pieces of this that are going to resonate with a lot of you. So capture for yourself which pieces resonate with you. And we are all on our own unique journey. So if you imagine there's the pantry of the universe, and for some of us, we want oregano and a little salt, a little pepper, and a little cayenne pepper. And that's what we want. And we're going to leave the rest without judgment. But for some of us, we want what might be a slightly different flavor profile there. Maybe we want some basil, which is slightly different, right? Maybe we want some lemon. Maybe we want some turmeric, right? Like, it's you do you, and you leave the rest, right? You want some paprika, right? So I invite you, as I share this, to number one, see it as, feel it even, as my wholehearted attempt to give you a light to make your way through the doom and gloom, to give you a light to shine your way so that you do not need to bathe in the doom and gloom. You can rise above it. And I also invite you to take what resonates from this and leave the rest without judgment. So I'm going to go ahead and read it now. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, it will simply hear sound like I'm reading something. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, please excuse as I look a little bit off camera and read. I do believe that this is the best way to share this is through my spoken voice and not reading it, so that you can hear my energy around this. This is my manifesto. This is my declaration of my power. And I invite you to make it your own and make it yours as well. I shine my light and joy constantly surrounds me. This is a truth that I hold powerfully as I journey toward the ultimate expression of who I am. I am the light, and so are you. And we're here on this planet to experience ridiculous, ludicrous joy and prosperity. Prosperity is simply a refined expression of joy. It's luxury. It's elevated simplicity. It's elegance. These are truths that have come to me through my intuition. That's how I know they're quote unquote right. Like many of you, I've had a fierce battle with right and wrong my entire life. I used to have an inescapable urge to find what's right. And when others were wrong, that's when my evil wrath would show itself. And I would angrily brandish my sword of right. And there came a time when I decided to put down the sword and end the battle because it's not worth fighting. There is no right or wrong. There's only what's true right now. I love this journey of continuously moving through the right now to discover even more profound truths. This journey is delicious. This journey is magical. This journey is full of orgasmic, sensual wonders. This journey is full of joy and prosperity. I am full of gratitude to be living a joyous and prosperous life. It's a life I created intentionally. And every one of you is capable of your unique version of it. I live on Maui, I drive a Porsche, my sexy, loving husband and I own our own badass business. We have a teenage son who is thriving in every way. I've traveled the world, I've earned my PhD, I've taken several sabbaticals, I've retired from my academic career as an accomplished speaker and researcher, and I'm only 45 and I ask, what's next? I share all of this to inspire you. I share all of this because I didn't get lucky. My parents don't get me. I still love them unconditionally. And all of this didn't land in my lap by accident. I created it just like you can. What's next? I shine my light and joy constantly surrounds me. Prosperity constantly surrounds me. And I don't mean that I am literally surrounded by money, gold, and other gems. Oh no, that wouldn't be any fun. Because I'm here to enjoy the creation process even more than the manifestation. And I don't mean that my bank accounts are always overflowing. Oh no, that would be a terrible indicator of my true prosperity. On this journey, energetic prosperity constantly surrounds me. And yes, that very often manifests in luxurious sums of money. Oh yes, money does love to move in large pools. But that's not the main reason why I love the journey. It's because I know at the deepest level of my soul that I am guided by an energetic force of light and love. Some of you might call this energetic force the universe or God or infinite intelligence or the force. I call it all of these and more. This force informs my intuition. And I've learned to listen to it intently. I love being guided by this magical, mystical power that surrounds me, moves through me, and is me. I love downloading new energetic programs that shift my beingness. I love upgrading my entire internal operating system and unlocking higher dimensions of me. I love asking, what's next? And the answer is always more joy, more prosperity. What's next after excellent? What's next after extraordinary? What's next after ludicrous? I invite you on this sacred, fun, magical, sensual journey with me. I shine my light and joy constantly surrounds me. This is the journey that I invite you on. This is not a journey of doom and gloom and fighting and brandishing your swords and settling and just keeping your head above water and trying to convince other people and being angry all the time and being worried all the time and being anxious all the time, being sad. It's not a journey that is based on those things. It's not a journey that is based on fear. It is a journey that is based on joy and prosperity and faith. Faith in yourself, in faith in whatever higher power or force that you believe in, want to believe in, that you know you are co-creating with. That's what's available to you. I was not raised religiously. I was not raised spiritually. I was raised the best way to describe it is I was raised agnostically, but it wasn't even intentionally like that. It's not like my parents said, yeah, we're agnostic. I was raised devoid of any of this. I was raised almost to a point of any of this stuff is bad. Religion, spirituality, that's actually what surrounded me. So really, I was raised in the school of logic and intelligence. And up until a probably 10 years ago or so, that's who I bowed to. Not that I bow to anyone, but like that was the energy, that was the force that surrounded me, was logic, intelligence. And that got me really far in life. It got me to getting my PhD. It got me to starting my business. And then as I leaned even more into wanting even more out of the business and wanting even more freedom for myself, that's when I started bumping up against, logic and intelligence can only take me so far. What's missing? And I asked, what's missing? I know something's missing. What's missing? And it came in the form of God is missing. The universe is missing. The force is missing. Your co-creative power as a part of nature is missing. And that's how both Rob and I, have been on this journey together yet separately. That's how we've been able to create the life that we have now on Maui. And it's how we've been able to, it really is at the core of how we've been able to help our clients, help our badass tech manager, tech leader clients build their dream careers, and to help them do achieve outcomes, achieve success that at first seemed ludicrous to them. Yes, we have the strategies, we have the systems, because that part of me, and it's a part of Rob as well, that part of us that is based on logic and intelligence, that's never going away, and we don't want it to. It's like such a solid rock beneath us that you're not ever going to be able to talk with us without there being some logic and intelligence, and often a lot of logic and intelligence permeated into it. So of course, we give the strategic support to our clients. And what we found with us, and as our clients have been able to rise even higher, is the most important part. What's more important than logic and intelligence is faith in spirituality and the belief that I am the creator of my own reality. Actually, I am the co-creator of my own reality, along with nature, God, the universe. And that's how, by guiding our clients, by sharing some of the truths, like I just shared with you in what I wrote, by sharing that with our clients, that's what inspired them, because I know that this is resonating for many of you, because it resonated for me. And I've seen it resonate for so many other people. At that point when I was like, what's missing? What's next? And I opened myself up to it, and I heard it and I felt it. There's like, there's this something missing, and it feels so inspiring. And people talk about God in this way, and oh, no. But the mind wants to say, God is bad, God is evil, no. And the hearing the things that my parents said when I was 10, like, yeah, no, we don't go to church, that's bad. You know, people who, not that they ever said people who go to church are bad, but they implied it. So like there was that whole program that was running. But then when I asked, what's next? And I saw my religious friends, my spiritual friends, my friends who were further along on this path of becoming an even more embodied expression of that force that flows through all of us. As I saw them on this journey, I was like, I want that. What is it? Show me the way. And what I got was faith. What I got was lean into your power as a co-creator. You create your own reality. And so do I, and so does everyone else around them. And that's around us, and that's happening intentionally or unintentionally. You create your own reality. So as you notice the doom and gloom that's happening around you, you know, you might imagine yourself walking in the mountains, walking maybe on a ledge, but you're safe, secure. There's no falling down from this, and you're up high, and you have your torch, and you're looking around you, and you see with your torch, it's a really very powerful torch. It allows you to see more than you've seen before. And from this higher vantage point, it's not better, it's higher. Just like when you're on the 20th floor of a building, you have a different vantage point than when you're on the second floor. It's just different. And the power comes in being able to say, oh, I can look at it from the second floor, but I can also look at it from the 10th floor, the 20th floor, from the penthouse as well. I can see what's around me. And with your torch, from the 20th floor, from the 40th floor, wherever, however high it is you want to go, you can see the doom and gloom. You can still see it. But you realize from that higher vantage point that it's not you, that you don't have to play that game. You don't have to be a part of it. You can be a part of the game over here where people are living their dreams and doing it their way and often doing it eccentrically their way. And you get to do it eccentrically your way as well, unapologetically your way. And this applies to your career. This also applies to everything else in the rest of your life as well that you want to create, whether it's around relationships, whether it's around money, whether it's around, some of you may want to build your own businesses, and certainly, yes, whether it's around your career and what's next for you. Because that's our play space. That's the niche play space that we have decided to play in because it's the most fun for us. It's the most fun for us. So you get to decide what's your playground. Where do you want to play? Where do you want to shine your light? Who do you want to give your torch to? Who do you want to inspire? It is really cool, isn't it, how inspiration is very contagious. Inspiration is contagious. When someone inspires you, you want to inspire others. So yes, make no mistake about it, many people that I've met on this journey have inspired me to tears of joy. And so that's why I want and I'm pulled and I'm called to do the same. And I know you're going to want to do the same as well. You want to inspire others too. What's your version of ludicrous and virtuous joy and prosperity? And as you know, the way that we move this conversation forward, for those of you who want support, guidance, if you will, guidance may feel better than support because you're not broken, there's nothing wrong, but you want to work with someone, you want to work with a group of people who can be your guide up this Everest, because you've never done it before, to be your Sherpa. So the way to continue this conversation, to find out if we're your Sherpas, to find out if we're the best guides for you, your next step, your next inspired, intelligent action, is to have a conversation with us, to talk, to find out, hey, I'm hearing Jen on these podcasts and it's really resonating. All right, let's have a live conversation. And the live conversation, because this is his area of the business, is with Rob. Because you know me, you know who I am, you know what I'm about. And so this would be an opportunity on this call to talk with Rob, to find out who he is. And to find out that that's one part of the conversation that I know that a lot of you would be eager to take part in, is to meet Rob, to meet my loving, adoring husband, and even more so, The purpose of the conversation is to find out what's next for you. What's your what's next? What's next is even more joy, even more prosperity. Okay, and what's it for you? And what does that look like? And are we your best guide for that? So I invite you to have a conversation with Rob. And in order to do that, just go to thepeoplestack.com/book. thepeoplestack.com/book. What's next? What's next for you? The truth that I know is that it's even more joy and even more prosperity. It's simply, do you want to create that intentionally as a powerful co-creator or not? And so this is my call for you to claim your power as a powerful co-creator. Shine your light, share that torch, inspire the heck out of others, and have a ton of fun doing it, my friends. Cheers, aloha, and big, big hugs. Mwah! And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.